Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Listen, it is love all around. She is doing incredible things, not only for me and has for years, but my dear friend Joey Dentisi, who she's been helping as well, too. So of that great family, she is the one and only, often imitated but never duplicated. She's been doing it longer than anyone for decades. She's got a PhD to boot from Villanova to Duke. She is our favorite, even a BA with a nursing degree. Here she is, the real deal. Dr. Bridget Shufa, who brought me some protein today in the way of chili. I've been craving chili, by the way. Thank you.
Well, I asked Rob to look out the window, look at the color of the leaves. I said, it's fall and chili's a fall food. And good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great day today. It's a great being mid-October. We still have about 10, 11 weeks till Christmas, 12 weeks till the 1st of January. So, who wants to get 20 to 40 pounds off in 2023 so we can call this halt once and for all? And I think today, Rob, I only want people to really listen who don't eat food for fuel. I want those, I don't know if we have any listeners out there that do this, but maybe go to food for boredom.
Been there.
Anxiety.
Been there.
Depression.
Been there.
Happiness.
Been there. Not so much happiness, though. When I'm happy, I'm in control.
Sadness.
All the time.
Then we've got anger.
Definitely.
Loneliness.
For sure.
Isolation.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody out there eats food for these emotions, that's what this show is going to be about.
Here's what I want people to do. 1-800-900-THIN. As we all know, I've lost 100 pounds since November. And I never will let that happen again. That's the most I've ever weighed in my life. And thank God somebody must like me because the skin has gone back. No stretch marks. Energy has never been better, off the charts. No more pains in my joints, which we talked about for years. Knee pain, hip pain, it all really comes from weight. Blood pressure reading absolutely on mark, perfect for the first time in years. And I'm learning to recalculate how to eat. And I still count calories, and I know a lot of people don't believe in that. And you give me some, disparaging remarks about that at times. But it just makes me happy. My son and I, who's a fitness freak, we were arguing the other day in a kind way as he was preparing all these chicken breasts and I was envious. I said, I get on the scale every day. And he said, don't get on the scale every day. And I'm like, I got to do that because that keeps me in check. So here's the big question I want to know from you right now because you're the guru. And I hope everybody follows up with her. 1-800-900-THIN. Leave your name and number today. She will change your life as she has changed mine and so many others. Should you get on the scale every day once you've reached your target goal?
That's a yes or no. If it motivates you, yes. If it doesn't, no. Meaning, if you get on that scale and you haven't lost a pound overnight, and you say, what the heck? I didn't eat nearly. This is a common thing I hear all the time. I didn't eat nearly what I always did. And look at this, just a pound. I said, but we've got Fat Rob and we've got Hot Rob. So do we want, you say, do you want to be like you were when before and you ate all that food? You were unhappy.
Terribly miserable.
So don't think like that. Don't think, well, I didn't eat like I used to and I only lost a pound. Then that can be discouraging. Then I would say, no, don't get weighed every day. Maybe, I always say, of course, once a week. But maybe for people like you, let's say you get very discouraged when you get on the scale, as opposed to it keeps you in line. What I hear you saying is it keeps you in line.
You're right on.
However, if it's discouraging because you want to lose, 20 pounds a night, then wait about 3 days, wait about 4 days, or wait the full 7 days.
Let me ask you this. Can your weight fluctuate? Even when you reach your target weight, where I don't want people getting discouraged, and I do get discouraged because you know me. I mean, I have those type of issues. I get very up and I get very down. Can it swing 3 or 4 pounds a day if you're pretty much staying on point?
It can go 10 pounds, Rob.
No,
I've done myself personally and other people, you know, in 43 years, how many people have I worked with? So, I mean, there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands. And it can go up because the body transfers things in the body differently. But your water intake, your fluid intake, our bodies are 73% fluid. So imagine that. If you drink half a gallon of water before lunch, which many people do, then you get weighed, yeah, you're going to see a 3 to 5 pound weight loss probably just in the morning time before noon. So yeah, don't be discouraged about that. Get weighed at the same time every day after you go to the bathroom, before you eat or drink anything. And usually I suggest you wait about an hour after you wake up to get weighed in if you want a lower weight loss.
1-800-900-THIN. Leave your name and number. She'll change your life forever and for the better. 1-800-900-THIN. What about intermittent fasting? Are you in on that or not?
My standard answer to anything that people say to me, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? My answer is, if it works for you, it's great. However, can you do it for the rest of your life? That's my caveat in there. Can you do it for the rest of your life? If you can't, then this is going to be on again, off again thing. And on again, off again typically does not work for changing lifestyle. Remember, then it's a yo-yo diet. If it's a yo-yo diet, you go up, you go down. Just like the yo-yo.
All right, listen, we're going to get a break in here. We've already got a bunch of people lined up that want to talk to Dr. Shufo. Some success stories in there that she's had, turned their life around in recent months. So we're going to give you a chance to hear their story as well. But I think what people need to understand, where I was last November, what I've learned from you, it only takes a couple of days.
That first 72 hours, you know, as I say, SADS, everybody. Starches, alcohol, dairy, sweets. We've talked about them over and over again. And everybody says, I can't give up my bread. I can't give up my wine. I can't. Oh, my gosh. I eat cookies at night every night with my husband. I can't give that up. Oh, chips. I love chips. Are you kidding me? Cheese? I have to stop that for right now. I put cheese on everything. Trust me, the first 72 hours, and you're saying it, Rob, once you get through that, and we have supplements that help with that, with willpower, as I, you know, I call it willpower in a capsule, you know, then it becomes easier and easier and easier. After a week or two, you say, I don't even miss that stuff anymore. How come? Because once you get the sugars out of your system in the form of starches, alcohol, dairy, sweets, you don't crave it like you ever did before.
1-800-900-THIN or dbcweightloss.com to find out more. And we've got Marianne, Mel, and Mary all waiting to talk to Dr. Bridget Shufo on a Sunday morning here with your Pratt Pack on KDKA 100.1 FM AM 1020. Good morning. All right, Dr. Shufo is here. And remember, 1-800-900-THIN is what you need to know. Call right now. Leave your information. She will get back to you. Marianne in Gibsonia. Good morning, Marianne. You're on KDKA.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Dr. Shufo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mayor?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call in because I've been on the program since April, and really it has changed me tremendously. I don't eat like I used to. I eat everything I used to, but all in moderation. She teaches you to read labels, to read the ingredients, all those hidden sugars and stuff, and the advertisement, oh, weight loss and low this, low that. And it's not true. And I'm a cappuccino junkie. I didn't have to give it up. I do it in moderation. And as you and I talk, no one ever overdosed on oyster crackers. You can still have them if you want them, but in moderation. And like nuts, I will measure out a fourth of a cup. And a fourth of a cup is a lot of nuts, whether you believe it or not. The pecans and the almonds and the edamame nuts. All that stuff she has taught me, and it will stay with me for life. And it, ladies, it makes you feel good to go in that store and buy that jersey top as like clinging to you with a bulge here and bulge there. And thank you, Dr. Shufo. You have given me all that.
Mayor, would you be kind enough to tell people how old you are and how much weight you have lost and been keeping it off?
I'm 78. I wanted to lose. I'm short. I'm 5'2", and I wanted to lose 10 pounds. It started creeping up on me, and I lost them. And I'll tell you the truth. It, the less weight you have to lose, the better a struggle it is. But I've kept it off. And so I'm down to 125. And while I wasn't overweight before, but I could feel it in my clothes. I could, and my attitude. And you know, you want to buy that blouse or your blouse or something. You don't have to do that. And Rob, I hear sportscasters and that teasing you about being skinny. Rob, that's not an insult. I think that's great.
You know what frustrates me about this whole thing? When I was extremely overweight, 100 pounds overweight, nobody said anything other than you need to lose a few pounds. But now that I've got back to what the weight was for 30 years and I've never been happier or healthier, and my doctor, Dr. Jackson, tells me all the time, you're doing great, everything's good, that people ask me if I'm sick. I'm not sick. I'm fine.
What's that say? You can't make everybody happy.
Well, let me say this.
Oh, my God, people kill you.
All those emotions that we were talking about, do you realize they all go in reverse when you start losing weight? You get happier. There's no boredom. You're not depressed. You want to be more active. You're more social. So, Dr. Shufo, Marianne, I think, is spot on. It changes. It's a game changer.
Well, Marianne, if I may share, lost her husband in December. And so you go through what, Mayor? You go through what?
You go through depression. You want to grab something to eat and that, but you can't. And I want to tell you something, people out there. Going to see Dr. Shufo on my, well, first it was a weekly visit. I mean, it was like my psychiatrist. I mean, she has a life. We have a life. It's reality. And you sit and you talk and it's a great thing. It is a life-changing thing, but it's a good thing. And it's not hard. It's not hard. If I can do it, anybody can. And as I said, and Dr. Shufo's husband used to always say, don't mess with people's coffee. Well, she let me have my cappuccino. And let me tell you, I do crave them. And so, but I get a small. I don't get the whip on it. I mean, you, moderation. So, but Dr. Shufo, thank you. People out there, try it.
Mayor,
try
are you 20 years old?
Pardon me?
Are you 20 years old?
No, I'm 78 years old.
And so here's an example of a 78-year-old who had some things thrown at her last year, and she lived through them, but differently now. And she said, darn, I don't have, you know, 50 pounds to lose, but darn, I've got this 10 pounds and it makes a huge difference in my life.
It does. It makes a huge difference. And, you know, people, don't worry about your age. You should be doing it your age. You know, you got to get that calcium and those vitamins and everything, and you'll get them. And just like Dr. Shufo says, 3 servings a day of fruit, because a lot of fruit, too much fruit has sugar in it, and she teaches you that. And so that's good. So the education in itself is wonderful. But thank you, Dr. Shufo.
Thank you, Mayor, for calling and sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. Goodbye, Rob. Enjoy talking to you, as I listen to you constantly.
Well, thank
you. Bye.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Let's go to Mel in Robinson for Dr. Bridget Shufo, 1-800-900-THIN. Call today. Leave your information. They will get back to you. Hi, Mel. How are you?
Hi, Rob. Hi, Dr. Shufo. I'm doing great.
Tell your story, Mel. Tell your story.
I'm smiling. I came to see Dr. Shufo back in March.
Why?
And actually, I heard, as a matter of fact, I heard Rob on the phone that day. I mean, talking on the radio, and I'm like, that's it. I have to call. So anyway, I came, and it's just wonderful. I have lost 40 pounds. I have more energy than I could even believe that I have. I can try. None of my clothes fit me, and I laugh about that. But you know what? She has taught me to, I can go out and eat with my friends. I just eat differently. I don't feel deprived in anything at all. I, you know, just cut where I can, and I don't feel that I'm missing anything at all. I don't even eat the bread anymore. That's just part of me. But I've had some hurdles these past couple months.
Yes, you have. What were they, if you don't mind me?
My sister passed away. And
suddenly.
My best friend. Suddenly, yes. And a couple weeks ago, not even 2 weeks ago, my brother was in a horrible car accident. So he is on the mend, but, you know, I have more energy now. So I can help take care of him. I can be the mother to my sister's daughter that is amazing to me. So anybody listening, I mean, this will bring tears to my eyes. I cannot believe that I have lost the weight that I have. My doctor is so proud of me. I have more energy. I have more mobility, you know, and it's great. The diet is not sabotaging me at all. I'm doing a great job.
And what was your first thing that you said to me in March? Why did you want to lose weight? I said, is there a special occasion or anything?
It was my 50th class reunion.
And you said, okay, what would you love to wear to that reunion? Let's make that our goal outfit. And your reunion was the end of September.
Right. And I had an outfit that I had, and it was beautiful. And that was my goal, to be able to get into that. And so I put it on, and it's falling off of me. It's just too big. It's just too big. And it just surprised me. It just, I don't know why. I still have that mindset that I'm as big as I was, but I'm not.
So you had to go out and get a much smaller set of clothes, correct?
Like two sizes.
And your next door neighbor, who you hadn't seen in a while, what did he say to you when he saw you?
He just looked at me and he said, oh my, he just couldn't believe that I looked like I did. And he said, Mel, I am so proud of you. You look great. You look great. And I was so happy. I'm just happy. So happy, doctor.
I know you are, Mel, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. So thank you for calling.
All right, appreciate the call. We're going to talk to Mary in Hampton when we come back. Again, you can call that office now, leave your information. She will get back to you. 1-800-900-THIN, 1-800-900-THIN. Dr. Bridget Schufo is on the air till 10 o'clock, then Baird, Your Money and You. And then right after that, 2 hours of the best hometown sports talk anywhere. We'll look back at the Allegheny Health Network Sports Medicine Friday night game of the week in which Central Catholic defeated Penn Hills. We'll be joined by Penn Hills head football coach Charles Morris, and also Ryan Lehmeyer from Central Catholic will be with us as well. Pitt's big win, homecoming yesterday, AccuSure Stadium against number 14 Louisville. Steelers are off. What they're planning on is they get ready for the Rams at SoFi next Sunday. Major League Baseball's postseason is underway. The American League Championship Series will begin tonight between Texas and Houston, and tomorrow Arizona and Philly get it going. In the meantime, Josh Roundtree moments away with your news at 9:30. It's your Pratt Pack today on KDK. More with Dr. Bridget Schufo in just a couple of moments. Good morning. All right, listen, we're going to take Mary in Hampton right now for Dr. Bridget Schufo. 1-800-900-THIN. That's how you can call right now. Leave your information. She will get back to you, and she'll get the weight off and get your life back on track. Mary, welcome to KDK. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hello, Mayor. How are you?
I'm good, Dr. Schufo. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Mayor.
Hey, so let's tell your story, because you have a happy story. When did you start with me?
I started March 1st.
And why? What was your occasion that you wanted to lose weight for? Not that anybody needs an occasion, don't get me wrong, but Mel and Mary had two reasons.
Yes, yeah. My son was getting married, and he got married September, and I also had a 50th high school reunion, but I really wanted to just get control of myself. I just felt like I, you know, wasn't losing. I would try, and, you know, I belonged to another weight loss group, and I was told I took the best minutes ever. I was the best secretary ever, but as far as following my, you know, I didn't gain, but I never lost. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
But yes, I wanted to come, and I was, you know, excited. Was nervous, but excited also. But Dr. Schufo explained the plan and told me about the supplements, and which, by the way, never cause you to be jittery or, you know, edgy or anything. They just help you just to you know, it just seems like they help you keep things in perspective.
Yeah, so. They do. They do. Mayor, let me ask you a question. Do I not call you? Oh, here comes Mary, our social butterfly.
Yes.
Because she likes to go out, and there may be several cocktails during the week. Shall we say that?
Well, there's chances for several. Let's put it that way.
And your son got married the end of September. You wanted to look, of course, fabulous. So how much weight have you lost, and how tall are you?
I'm 5 foot, and I lost 51 pounds.
Woo-hoo!
So, yes.
And 51 pounds on a 5 foot woman is about 80 pounds on a much taller person, because that's what you look like, because there's less fat coming off of less space. So you see it. So what were people saying? Tell them what you told me that your friend said, your best friend said.
Oh, she just said she was, you know, kind of gushing over me and just making me feel wonderful. And she said, "You are the prettiest mother of the groom ever." And I just thought that was so sweet of her to, you know, to say that and, you know, just be so happy for me. And again, we'll talk about energy. We went to the Pitt game last night, and we tailgated before and after the game. And we had parked on the upper level of the garage. And I was so proud of myself because I was able to walk up all the steps without taking a break. I mean,
wow.
And before, that would have, I would have had to stop on like the third level.
Okay.
And then catch my breath and then, you know, but no, I kept on going. So, you know, it's things like that. And the fact that I'm also able to play with my baby granddaughter, you know, and, you know, she loves to run around, you know, and like have me chase her. And, you know, it's just fun. It's fun to, you know, have that energy.
And how about your health and your doctor? What was said about your 51-pound weight loss?
Oh, again, very pleased. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, very high praise. And I can tell myself, you know, again, I can get more done. I want to do more. Not that I was ill or anything. It's just a faster pace. That's, you know, and it's good. It's a good feeling.
So
and you are good. You do talk a lot. As Mel, I believe, said earlier about, you know, talking and sharing things and everything, and it is nice to have someone else to, you know, hear what you're saying and you know, understand where you're coming from. So I greatly appreciate that, Dr. Shufo. Thank you.
Thank you, Marin. So there's somebody out there in Pittsburgh land that says, "Oh gosh, yeah, that I know. I have 50 pounds to lose." She probably has a lot of willpower. She probably has a lot of support. She probably, you know, when she makes up her mind, she does it. That's not me. I feel weak. I tried dieting a million times my whole life. I've gone up, I've gone down, and it's not, I don't want to go in weekly to talk to her, and I by no means want to give up my wine, and, you know, I like dessert, too. What would you say to that person out there
that
with all these thoughts?
That was me. And, you know, and again, I can remember saying to you, Dr. Shufo, I just don't have any willpower. I mean, you know, I just, and you said, nobody does. I mean, you just start and then, you know, it's one step at a time, you know, just get there and decide, okay, this is the first day. And it's, it's great. It really is. It's wonderful, and I'm very happy, not only for the weight loss, but how I feel. So thank you again. I really, really appreciate it, and I hope anybody who's thinking about it, you know, would give it a try. I mean,
one more question, Mayor. When you came back in March, did you say, oh, I'm going to go in here, I'll talk to her, and I'll have 50 pounds off for my son's wedding in September? Did you come in with that attitude by chance?
No.
What was your attitude?
If I could start losing and, you know, be content with, you know, losing, and then, you know, it would be a very, very gradual process. But when you said you thought I could lose a certain amount, I'm like, what? I mean,
did you believe me? Most people don't believe me.
I have to say, I thought if I lost half of what she says I'm going to lose, I'll be happy with that. So, yes. I mean, not that I didn't think you thought I could do it, but
You were the doubting Thomas.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And that's my job, everybody. It's my job to get you excited, to get you motivated, to give you willpower in capsules that work, and then to make sure you have tons and tons of food to eat. That's one thing. Nobody is ever hungry on what I recommend, because you can eat so much food. And good food. But Mary is a lover now of tequila and Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi. She has become very nice friends with that. She likes a little dessert, little cookies. But your friend, I was referring, she saw you walking at her son's wedding. They did a staircase.
Right.
And so everyone came down the staircase, and she saw Mary. And what did she say about you when she saw you physically walking down the steps?
Oh, she just said I radiated. I mean, she just said you looked so wonderful.
And
you
she
know.
Said, I don't, yeah. I didn't realize how much weight you lost until I saw you glowing, basically.
Yeah. And, I just, like I said, I was, you know, just so surprised, you know, that, again, I was happy that people notice, but like she
51 pounds on a 5-foot woman, Mayor. You know what I say? Even Stevie Wonder would notice. So,
well, thank you, Dr. Shufo.
Thank you. You
thank
go
you,
out
Rob.
And have the end of your great weekend, which I know you will.
Thank you. Take care.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
1-800-900-THIN, 1-800-900-THIN. Another segment with Dr. Bridget Shufo just moments away for a Sunday morning on KDKA. All right, so here we go. You know, Mary was talking about steps, Dr. Shufo. Let me just give you an example where I was to let everybody know that you can make a difference in someone's life. And we're not even at a year yet. It'll be next month, end of next month, before Thanksgiving.
And how much have you lost?
100.
Oh,
I was 312,
100.
So I'm a little under 212 now.
You look younger. You walk differently.
Well, look,
your head is held high.
Exactly. I mean, look, I mean, I can't take away the fact that I'm not 46, I'm 66. So certain things are going to look the way they look, no matter how much weight you lose. But I feel better. I'm healthier. All the numbers that those doctors do when you go visit are good. But, you know, I've always worked out. And for decades, I was between 180 and 220 and always in good shape. But the last 4 years of the pandemic, I just went absolutely crazy.
As many of us did.
And it had to do with food. But one night I went, a friend of mine I work with, happens to be Carl Zachariah, who's a lawyer. We do a great show here. Good friend, Zachariah Brown. His daughter got married at William Penn downtown. So last November. So I decided, I'm going to challenge myself because I hadn't been working out much. I said, I'm going to park in the bottom of this parking garage and I'm going to walk 6 flights of steps. Now, I'm going to tell you, I got to the top, the street level. I had to sit on the curb. I mean, I literally was pulling myself up the last flight, got out street level, had to sit down for 20 minutes. I had no energy to get across the street, get into the William Penn. And that's when I said, this has got to stop. So now I'm on the treadmill every day. I can walk from any point A to point B, you name it, out, you know, covering some high school stuff. Bottom line is the weight loss, not that it cures everything, but 99.75%. And all that binge eating, when you're not sad and you're seeing progress, you're happy. And when, what did I say earlier? When I'm happy, I have control over food. It was so bad that after 9 o'clock at night, I literally almost had to lock myself in my room so I wouldn't go into the kitchen. I couldn't go into the kitchen just to put an envelope on the kitchen counter. If I went into the kitchen, I went into the refrigerator.
Well, for years, I've treated this very much at what it is. It's an addiction.
You got a PhD.
Everybody has addictions of some sort. Some people, you know, go shopping. Some people drink alcohol. Some people, unfortunately, with anything that's out of control is an addiction. And so with us, SAD, starches, alcohol, dairy, sweets. We don't say, oh, can't wait to have some broccoli today. However, you don't have to forever either. Let's just get this and get it over with. And I don't know who said, Marianne, I think, said that she comes in, she said, it's like therapy. It is therapy. This, we do far different things than any weight loss place out there. It is therapy because we have to look at, okay, so when you grab that bag of chips, what were you thinking? What were you feeling? And so we can make the best thing to do is so then you can live through that so we can figure out what else you can do or eat or drink other than the things that aren't good for us in the form of sugars. So it is therapy. We deal with anger, depression. So much of weight gain is about depression, full-blown depression. You might be put on Lexapro. You might be put on Prozac by your physician, not by me. You might be put on Celexa, any of that. But you have to work through those feelings, the depression, the anxiety, the sadness, the anger, boredom, isolation, loneliness, even happiness. We go and we eat. So these are the things, what can we put in our mouth when we're feeling all those feelings, which we all have felt? Then what can we do under those circumstances? And that's where I come in with accountability. Come in, we talk about a half an hour a week. We talk. We go through what was happening. Where are you going? So little of our talk, it seems, as we are together, is about actual food. It's more about feelings that lead us to food. In fact, on our website that's being added to, I say food. Weight is not about food. Weight is about feelings. And it's the truth. And my goal for everybody is to have one eat mindfully, deliberately, and on purpose so that you're in control of the food. That little ice cream cup is not in control of you. Doesn't mean you can't have the ice cream, the cookies, the pies, the cheese, the pizza, the alcohol, the starches in the form of rice, cereal, potatoes, pasta, all of that. But we learn how much you can eat for your particular body at this age. And we got it down pat because everybody's an individual. And I do that. And everybody then can maintain beautifully because you have a roadmap as to where you're going for the rest of your life with food and drink.
How do you know when you're rock bottom?
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, look at my face, looking at Rob's face. We both felt the depression when my husband died. Oh, that was a sad time. You felt it with all the changes in your life.
Divorce,
you know?
Death. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So you say at that point, I'm ready. I'm ready. I don't want to live like this anymore. And you might, it might not even be 10 pounds. Might not hit, many people don't hit rock bottom if they have 10 pounds, but they say, I don't like this though. I don't like how I feel. I don't like how I look. I just feel there's a cloud over me. And believe it or not, when you're a smaller person, as far as structure, stature goes, 10 pounds is huge. So whether it be 10 pounds and you're 80 years old or 150 pounds and you're 50 years old, male, female, I have a man right now, hello, Jeff, who has put on weight, his wife died, put on weight, And he came to me yesterday. We had a lovely talk. He's lost 27 pounds in less than 4 weeks.
That's wonderful.
27 pounds. I told him I'm getting him ready to be on the Golden Bachelor and then find him a nice woman and off we go. But he's doing fabulous. 27 pounds in just about 4 weeks. That's and eating. So that's wonderful. So male, female, any age, any amount of weight. And what you do is, here's what you do. Because today's Sunday, I won't be going back to the office today, but tomorrow, you call. I'm Joe Schmo. Okay, here's my phone number. Please call me. I'd like to come in for a free consultation where I sit down with you. I tell you about me. You tell me what you could offer me. You decide then once we sit and talk for about 1.5 hours that initial intake takes, and then you decide. Is this for me? Isn't it for me? And 99% of people say, I can do this. I'm going to give it my best shot. And I'll say, no, we're going to do this and get it over with once and for all. Then I'm going to stay with you twice as long for maintenance to make sure you keep it off. It's a lifestyle change and you're happy for the rest of your life and you're in control. You're in control of the foods and the drinks. That's the whole thing.
1-800-900-THIN, 1-800-900-THIN, dbcweightloss.com. Final minute, all yours.
You can do it. And people will say, September, October, they're transition months. Thanksgiving's coming up. I don't want to give up my pumpkin pie stuffing, mashed potatoes, and gravy, nor do you have to. And Christmas, I'll start the new year. Why? If you can have 25 to 50 pounds off for Christmas, why would you want to put that up again? You know what the worst enemy of weight loss is? Procrastination. So do it now. I promise you, you'll be able to have anything you want. Christmas cookies, Christmas alcohol, Thanksgiving, everything under the sun. Why? Because none of us gained weight in 50 pounds, 100 pounds over 6 holidays a year. So this is the best time to do it, where I help you live your normal everyday life, but with some tricks of the trade so that you'll have 25, 50 pounds off in the year 2020. So don't procrastinate. Don't doubt yourself. Well, you can doubt yourself. I'm not going to tell you how to feel, but let me take that doubt away from you. Okay? We can do this. We can do this in the next 10 to 12 weeks, and you will feel amazing by the end of the week. Shout out to my cousin Cindy. Hope your knee's going great. Shout out to Olivia and Nick. Hello. And shout out to all my clients now, past, and the future ones. We can do this together. You can get that weight off and feel good in all parts of your life.
She'll be back in a couple of weeks on the 29th, same time, same station. But in the meantime, you can reach her. 1-800-900-THIN, 1-800-900-THIN. It was great seeing you today.
You too, skinny.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Stay with us. News next.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.